The new Mishnah Amud Beis raises a debate around who in the Jewish people, who in Am Yisrael is required to contribute. The Machatzis HaShekel, the big controversy revolves around the Kohanim, the priests, and the tribe there. According to the Tana named Ben Buchri, the Kohanim are exempt from bringing the Machatzis HaShekel. And for that matter, so are the Levim, as the Gemara goes on to explain. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that the Kohanim are required to give. So what did this Machlokas actually revolve around? It revolves around how to interpret the commandment in Kitisa of the Machatzis HaShekel. The Torah says, Kol ha'over al ha'pikudim ben ashim shana v'mali yiten shumat Hashem. So something to do with this word, pikudim, kol ha'over al-pikudim, is going to be the key to understanding 20 years and up, 20 years old and up, they are going to be the ones who have to give to the, contribute to the Machatzis HaShekel. So Ben Buchri would explain the word pikudim as meaning to be counted. We have Chazal say Chumash pikudim, the language of pikudim, Parsha Pekude, which is an accounting. So there, in other words, in contrast to the Levim, contrast to the Levites, who are counted from 1 month of age, everyone else is an official member status of the Jewish people. And this eligibility to be counted from 20 years of age and up also comes along with the requirement of contributing a Machatzis HaShekel. So if you're counted Ben Ashim Shana V'mala, then by definition, you also have to give Machatzis HaShekel. But that excludes Levi, because Levi was counted from when they were young. Alternatively, explains only those who passed before Kol HaOver, only those who passed before Moshe Rabbeinu in when he was doing a head count, also became required to contribute to the Machatzis HaShekel. But the Levim were counted in a different fashion. The Levim were counted when they were sitting in their tents and Moshe was walking around the camp of the Levim. However, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai learns Kol HaOver as reference to Kriyas Yamsuv. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Pasuk in Kisizas is Kol HaOver al-Pikudim, is talking about anyone who went through Kol HaAvar b'yama yitein, anyone who went through the split sea, has to give to Hashem, of course. The Levim, the Levites, cross the split sea as well. That's the argument of Yochanan ben Zakkai, that it includes all of Am Yisrael. It's an unusual drasha for Yochanan ben Zakkai. Could have said any condition in the pasuk. I said, for example, anyone who ate man in the desert has to give Machatzis HaShekel. It'd be everybody as well. So what's the idea over here connecting it to Kriyas Yamsuf? So Nevin Sel brings in his essays on Parshas Matos, this is Sefer Bamidbar, Chelek, Dalet, and Sefer Bamidbar, that's page 208. There are two ideas in this gift to Hashem. The first being Hodah LaHashem al Nes HaGadol, to thank Hashem, to praise Hashem for the great miracle. Pedus Nafshecha Mimavis L'chaim, from releasing a person from the wraps of death to life. And the second being, so that's what's, of course, exactly what happened at the split of the sea, the Kriyas Yamsuf. The second being the idea of kapara. The pasuk says in Pasuk 6, l'chapera nafshoseichem, that the whole Machatzis HaShekel is there to provide an atonement of sorts, to come out in one piece after being chased by Paro, the danger with our backs up against the sea, the accusation of the angels, like the Midrash says, that during the time the Bnei Yisrael were not distinguishable from the Egyptians. They looked like they were, you know, they were on a very low spiritual decline. They said, they complained to Hashem kivyachol and said, you know, halalu of the Avodazara, halalu. Everybody here is on this low spirit. They're worshiping idols. They're, what's the difference? Why are you saving them over them? So we were in need. We were in need of a tremendous kapara and a tremendous atonement, because our merit banks, our merit bank account was being drawn from during miraculous escape from Egypt. So it was also, I was also complaining to Hashem why he brought us to this dead end, the spoils of the Egyptian army were inappropriately taken, and so on and so forth. We really, really used up a lot of our merits. We needed to come with a great atonement to keep our story going. Or if Nevin Sol concludes there, he says, okay, that's very nice for the story of Mitzrayim, but what about Ladoros? It's a mitzvah that we're going to have forever. So he writes, you know, we say in the Pesach, we have to see ourselves as connected to that moment, see ourselves connected. All the miracles of Tzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, push us to realize how undeserving we are of Hashem's chesed. So much what Kosh Baruch Hu does for us in our lives, on the individual and on the national level, the very least we could give in return, the Machatzis HaShekel, let alone asking ourselves, what can we give in our relationship with Hashem?